And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
There was something that my friend uploaded yesterday on the train, and I thought, you know what? I've been on the train many times in my life. I've been around, you know. I've seen some things.
Sure.
And I've done some stuff. But I've never seen this before. And you and I love our sneakers. We're sneaker lovers.
Yeah. Yeah, we like some tight kind of shoes, I think. Tight looking shoes.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
I was trying to think of, like, you know, a hat to lid. Cool to say. I was trying to think of a cool way to...
Some kicks.
Some wheels.
Yeah. Yeah. Wheels, kicks. We're sneaker people. And I'm very particular on how I do laces on certain shoes.
As am I.
Okay. So I've sent you a photo, and I want you to see what my friend has uploaded to their Insta stories.
No. First look?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Defeats the purpose. Makes no sense.
Silly. No. Silly. Looks the caption is, old mate.
Stupid.
Yeah. Old mate getting creative with the shoelace protocol. Bows at the bottom.
No.
That makes me feel ill.
Oh.
So instead of your normal sneaker formation, we all know what that is.
Yep.
Laces start and then you continue up and then you have the bow up the top where your ankle meets your leg.
Mm.
And that's known as an ankle. You tie it up there in a little bow, whichever way, the whoop-de-whoop-de-swoop-de-swoop.
Well, you do the bunny ears, don't you?
Well, I don't do bunny ears.
Why not?
No, I do the loop, swoop and pull.
What?
Bunny ears are for morons. Anyway, so don't you do cross? I do the loop, the swoop, and pull.
I don't know what you're talking about. You take one bunny ear and you take the other bunny ear and you wrap it around itself and then you pull them tight. That's how you tie shoelaces.
No, you don't. We're not even having this discussion. But anyway, what we can both agree on is the fact that bows, to start off your shoe with a bow and end with laces.
I don't know how I feel about you calling it bow. Just like you tie your lace up the top of the tongue. You don't tie it down the bottom near your toes, right?
Yeah.
And that's what this person has done. Now, logistically, here's what's wrong on lots of levels.
Yeah.
There's lots wrong with it.
Yeah.
But the first two things that spring to mind for me are, A, if your tied laces, the ends of your laces, are that close to the tips of your toes, they're that close to the ground, then you're going to be stepping on that stuff. You're going to have to double, triple knot it because those loops quite often need to be up the top of your foot so that they don't touch the ground as you walk. Is that right?
Well, yeah, there's that, but also the fact that that's how you tighten shoes.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, right? To take that shoe off, right, you're going to have to untighten all the laces with your fingers all the way up.
Also, it might be like a flip-on, flip-off scenario, but the main point of this is that it looks absolute garbage.
It does. It looks like the It looks like, you know, when you give, when they give spiders different sort of drugs and they weave weird looking webs.
Yes, yes.
What have they given this person? Yeah. That's what I want to know. What you doing with your web there, little buddy?
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Time for this. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that we can use to impress your workmates, who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, it's Christmas.
Really phoning it in today.
Absolutely. Let's start with a fun fact, guys. I mean, you've only got one day to use them, so let's get these facts into people and get them off to work.
Some people are like us. They're just taking the main days.
Yeah, well. Samuel L. Jackson, snafu on Twitter.
Big snafu.
Fun fact about him, he was a cheerleader at college.
Really?
Yeah.
Beautiful man.
Aggressive cheerleader, I imagine. Just right in people's faces. I'll do one animal one and then I'll give you some Christmas related ones. At the 2012 Olympics, beach volleyball players complained because squirrels kept hiding acorns in the venue's sand and they'd step on them or jump on them. Christmas gear. If you shift every letter in the word cheer seven spaces ahead in the English alphabet, you get the word jolly. Cheer and jolly. Merry Christmas.
Wow, someone's really got not much on their plate to figure that
They've been on holidays for a bit.
Beautiful.
A Swedish astronaut was banned from eating reindeer jerky on the International Space Station because it was too close to Christmas. Instead, he ate moose jerky.
Right.
Stuhl.
79% of people in the UK would be happy to receive socks for Christmas.
Okay. Well, it's freezing over
there. Boring but cold.
Yeah.
And just being grateful for whatever you get, I think, is probably the message there.
Man, I'm a sock lover. Love socks.
Yeah, okay. I mean, context is very important with that statement. I think we've already had this as a fun fact, but it's worth mentioning again at Christmas. In the 1980s, unmarried women in Japan were sometimes cruelly referred to as Christmas cakes, as in they're stale after the 25th.
Yes. Yes.
And I want to wrap it with a non-Christmas related one this morning that is just a bit of fun. So one of the visual effects artists on Black Panther Wakanda Forever, the movie that just came out, their exclusive job, their contribution to the movie was animating fish poo. That's their job.
So it looks really lifelike.
Yeah. Essentially what we do on the radio every day is just manipulating poop. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday,
break my heart. Or Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Okay, it's Tom, Lingy and Loggy. It is the 23rd of December, our last show for 2022. Okay, Tom's just left me and I don't know what's happening, but Tom's on the phone. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, hey, mate.
What are you doing?
So I am down the back of the building in the laneway behind K-Rock on Moorabool Street here. Yeah. And I believe you got someone else on hold there as well.
I do. Cameron Ling, hello.
Good morning, Loggy. Hey, Tommy. Always great to chat to you.
Hey,
I ended it yesterday. I wanted to come in and have some fun today.
What's happening? Something's happening. What is it?
Okay, so do you remember back when you had a puzzle that you did, a 1,000-piece puzzle?
Yes.
And I stole 5 pieces of it. This is a couple of years ago now.
Yeah.
And I held those pieces to ransom. And in the end, we did a bit of a quiz for you to get those pieces back. And unfortunately, you weren't able to get those pieces back. So Jimmy James, your beautiful partner, ended up pushing the whole puzzle off the table and it shattered all over the floor.
Yes.
You're about to have history repeat, my friend.
No, it's got to do with the pottery, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Oh, yes, no. It does.
I thought, do you know what I was thinking? Oh, my God, Lingy's brought his dog in. Tom knows me so well. This is my Christmas present. Lingy's about to walk in with his dog.
No, Loggy, no dog. I am sitting in the K-Rock Ranger with, what's that behind my back tyres? Oh, a bunch of pottery
lined up, ready
to be backed over.
Oh, Tom, what did I say to you yesterday? My Christmas present better be my pottery, and if it's not, I'm going to be so pissed.
So you're planning to use this pottery as gifts for your whole family, aren't you?
Oh, my God, yes.
How many family members do you need? Because we've got 9 pieces of pottery
I need 8, but the 9th one's for me.
Okay, mate. Well, you may have to miss out because what we're going to do is after this song, we're going to hit you with a bunch of questions. And for everyone you get right, Lingy's going to roll the ranger forward a foot. But everyone you get wrong, the ranger is going to go back a foot. And it may or may not, depending on your answers, crush your pottery. Your destiny, your Christmas pottery destiny is in your hands. Merry Christmas.
I hate you guys.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Tom and Lingy out in the back of the laneway because of my Christmas present. Although it doesn't feel very Christmassy, Tom.
No, well, it's not supposed to be, mate. I've played the long game again. Now, I've just put up on K-Rock Insta on the stories there if people want to see exactly the setup that we've got here. We are in the laneway behind the K-Rock studios on Moorabool Street.
Yeah.
And Lingy, you're there. You're in the Ranger.
I am here. I'm ready to go. I've got... So, Loggy, remember you stitched me up with this pottery by putting into the Geelong Gallery?
Yes.
You made me feel like a complete fool because I was supposed to start bagging that pottery.
Yes.
It was your work. You've wanted it back. Well, all I can say is you can have it back. Just get the questions correct.
No.
It's simple.
Okay,
otherwise,
I've seen the photo that you've sent through, and it's literally all of my pottery is lined up one piece by one piece by one piece, and it's right up against the tyre of the Ranger. And your face looks horrifying, Lingy. You're smiling like a criminal, and you're very excited about this. However, I am scared. So for each question, so if I get a question wrong, is it one bit of pottery gone?
No, so here's how it works. It's like I'm calling it Away in a Ranger as opposed to Away in a Manger.
Okay.
And Lingy is in the Ranger.
Yeah.
And he will roll forward a foot for every single question you get right, mate. So if you're on fire,
okay,
then the Ranger's going to end up down at the Phoenix, okay?
Okay.
But the other option is for everyone you get wrong, it'll go back a foot as well.
Okay.
And I reckon at the moment the first piece of pottery is about 1 foot away from the back tyre. So
can I request which piece of pottery goes first? Because some of those platters
absolutely
are really
not
terrible.
No, I know. The pinch work was not great, but your stuff on the wheel was actually pretty impressive.
All right.
But it doesn't matter now, mate.
Here we go. I'm ready.
Have you got your correct and incorrect sound effects ready to go?
Here we go. Correct, incorrect. All right.
All right.
Tommy,
let's do it.
No.
Round one. Question
no
number
Googling.
One.
No Googling,
okay.
Loggy.
Yes, true. Okay. Question number one. Loggy, to save a piece of your pottery, tell me, on which date did Queen Elizabeth die?
Oh, that is... oh, I hate
Queen Elizabeth II, I should specify. It was this year.
She died in August?
Give yourself a big ba-bow for that, mate. All right, Leggy, roll
it.
Oh, no.
Right. We're going back a foot.
No.
Oh, no, I got it.
Hit one. That's one gone.
I spent so much time and effort on these. Why? Why?
That was amazing. That worked better than I thought it would. Okay, question number two, Leggy. Here we go.
Why are you so happy, Tom?
That really felt crunchy under the wheel, Log. Here we go. Who won this year's Norm Smith medal in the grand final that the Cats won?
Oh, I know this is offensive, but he's... I know his face, but his name is just, you know, he's one of the top ones, but he's one of the under top. He's one of the under god. No, hang on, don't count down. No, don't count down.
The name.
Tom Aikens.
In reverse.
No. Is that incorrect?
Don't.
Oh.
Okay, two more questions for this round. Quickly. Let's
I hate you.
Through.
You could have started easy. God damn you, Tom.
This one you should get, Log. In which city was the 2022 Winter Olympics held?
Tokyo.
No,
that was
the Olympics.
Where was it?
Maybe roll it back another foot.
Where was it?
Beijing, Log.
Oh.
Oh, I can hear it. This was the first bit of pottery I've ever made in my life, ever.
Yep.
I hate you.
You're none from three. Complain later because we've got one more question before we can go to a break, okay?
Okay.
One more.
Bring it, go for
name
it.
Name the band and the song that topped this year's Hottest 100 in January.
It was the Wiggles, Tame Impala cover. The elephant song.
Yes, well
yes.
Done, correct.
Yes.
All right, roll forward a foot. Let's go back over some of this other pottery that we've already crushed.
Oh,
those sounds are killing me!
Part one done, mate. Part one is complete. Let's go to a break and come back and see what happens with the rest of your pottery.
I don't want to do this anymore. Okay, it's Tom Lingy and Loggy.
KROQ.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I am sweaty in here because you guys have a little game called Away in a Ranger and I'm not happy about it. Hello, Tom.
That's right. G'day, Log. Merry Christmas. Yeah, this is our gift to you. You did some pottery this year. We put it in Geelong Gallery. We stitched Lingy up, tried to get him to rip on it because it's, I mean, average at best. But then you wanted to get it back to then give as Christmas gifts to your family. It took me a while to pick it up. I have had it in my possession for a good few months now. And we're giving you the opportunity to earn it back this morning and or destroy it.
Okay,
how many pieces? I initially told you that I'd driven over it.
Yeah, how many pieces? Okay, I get questions right, the ranger moves forward. I get questions wrong, the ranger moves back. How many bits of my pottery are ruined already? My Christmas pottery?
We've flattened 3 of 9. 3 of 9 pieces flat. We are currently... We're currently sitting with the wheel on the very first piece. So where we find ourselves now is with 4 questions to go, mate.
All right.
So you should be pretty happy about this. You got 4 questions to go, but you have to roll. You have to get 2 wrong at least to get back to crushing something new. So we could just be rolling back and forth over those 3 that we've already crushed, and you end up with, you know, 5 or 6 pieces back.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Lingy, are you just loving this experience, or do you have a soul and you feel bad at Christmas time?
This is so much fun.
Yep.
I am absolutely loving it, Log. This is brilliant. All the questions are based around what happened in 2022.
Right.
So you've got the opportunity now to keep these bits of pottery intact and give them to your loved ones.
All right. I'm ready.
I've got the next question.
I'm ready. Here we go. Give it to me.
Who won this year's Best Actor Oscar and for what movie?
Lele Meikoi. Best actor.
Get the countdown going, Tommy.
Was it? Best. Five. Who did a movie? No, shut up. Four. Brad Pitt?
Three.
Brad Pitt.
No, mate, it's not Brad Pitt. No, let's.
Who was it?
Roll it back a foot, Lingy.
It was, as I'm rolling back, it was Will Smith for King Richard Log. Here we go.
Oh, my God. It was traumatic. I put it in my trauma hole. It went deep down.
Oh, God. He's gone back like 3 foot. So we are.
Was that a little long there?
Don't get foot happy. Don't get reverse happy. Play by the rules. I need this stuff.
There's a garbage truck rolling past, which is perfect timing.
Okay, good.
So when he's rolled back like... He's rolled back like 3 foot, so we've re-crushed everything.
Okay,
and
good.
You are half-crushing another piece, a fresh piece.
Fine. Give me another question. Come on.
Okay, question. This is question 2 for round 2 of Away in a Ranger.
I hate you.
With the K-Rock Ranger. Which company pulled their sponsorship of Netball Australia in 2022 following a player boycott, Logic?
You wouldn't even know this!
What do you reckon?
It was Gina Reinhardt's thing. Company.
Yeah, but what's company called?
Her company's called Mining Australia. I hate you.
Incorrect. Papa, I'll roll it back.
No, that's correct, though. It's correct.
The answer you were after.
Prospecting.
What?
Oh. Okay.
Someone took a big bump.
What?
Yeah, you went over something then, but it didn't fully break. So you'd probably be able to rescue that one, Log.
Yeah,
lose something else, though.
Nah, good. I just want this to end.
We've got three pieces left.
Okay.
3 pieces left.
Where?
Log,
three?
A nice personal one for you.
All
this
right.
is an easy one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so dead.
Who finished the New York City Marathon approximately 8 seconds behind a Central Park duck wearing booties?
Was it Dodgy?
Dodgy Awards!
Yes! Well done. Roll it forward a foot, Lingy.
All right. We're in business. What are the last 3? Do they look small? Are they wheel pieces? Do you think they still have
No, they're bigger ones.
No, the platters! The platters are the worst. Oh, you're the worst.
Okay, last question. Last question, and then whatever's left over, you get to keep, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, tell me, Loggy, here's another personal question for you. Which one of my siblings welcomed a new baby into the world in 2022?
It was one of your sisters, Lucy.
Incorrect. That was a trick question. There were no new babies in 2022. Roll it back, Lingy.
You're evil.
Oh, yes.
Evil. Evil man.
Evil man.
Oh, yeah, a little bit further, a little bit further. Oh, we've lost another one. All right, there's one item left, Log. Well done. Merry Christmas.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We need to put a little bow on this present that we've gifted Loggy.
I know.
This morning. Thanks for popping in, Lingy.
No worries. Great to be here. So,
hello, darling.
I thought I was laughing, crying laughing down there.
Oh, my God.
Now that I've come back and seen you in person, I kind of feel bad.
Nah.
Do you know what's so funny? Is that the radio person in me thinks this is amazing, right? It's so amazing. But the other part of me is just like, oh, God. I should have bought presents for people. I was like, because you told me that you ran over my pottery ages ago.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, in a split second, I was like, oh, you poor thing, because I would have hated to do so. So I was like, oh, it's okay, Tom. But I was like dead inside. But then a part of me is like, no. I know Tom. So I bet that he's just got the pottery and he's going to do something with it. He'll be like, here's your Christmas present. Before, when I saw Tom run out the door, oh no, I didn't even notice you ran out, right? So you've run out, you started calling.
Yeah.
I was like, that's weird. Then Lingy started calling. And in my head, I'm like, oh, they've brought the dog in. Yes, Lee's brought his dog in and Tom's let him. This is my Christmas present. Amazing.
So we've gone from joy, possible joy, to just despair. For those just joining us, we asked a series of questions related to 2022 to Loggy. You had the opportunity, I want this on the record, to keep every single piece of your pottery intact and completely fine if you'd answered them correctly.
Yeah.
Instead, a number ended up incorrect, and we backed over all but one. Oh, and one sort of like half popped out under a wheel and sort of went flying.
Good structural integrity with your pottery there, mate.
Little chip out of that one.
Yeah.
The challenge that now faces you is with that one, maybe one and a half items still remaining, which one of your family is your favourite that gets your pottery?
Oh, it depends what piece it is, because the platters were quite crap.
Okay.
The stuff on the wheel was really good, so I'm really hoping that that's done.
All right, so Lingy, if you want to just open the studio door, just outside the studio door there is the remains of what we reversed over.
No. Do you know what? There are so many people that are messaging me saying, this better be a joke.
Just the pieces and the
dust. So, just give the bag to Loggy. Can you confirm, Log, that that's the original bag
that's
the pottery
bag
is in?
Yes, that's my bag, and I said to you, I was like, I really want that bag back because it's mine.
So, look, we scraped up as many bits as we possibly could.
Oh, it's my pizza. Oh, I've got pizza wood in here too. Pizza wood.
The pizza wood sign from the Geelong Gallery.
Oh, my God, okay, my wheel one's okay. Are they all okay? Was that a joke? Oh, my God, thank God. Was that a joke?
Yeah.
I love you both. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's here. It's all here.
It's all
there. It's a Christmas.
In its crapulence. There you go.
It's all here and it's crapulence. Thank you.
That's okay.
Thank you.
We sacrificed a few other little bits of crockery.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, my God, I've got such a headache. That was such an emotional rollercoaster.
If Mum's listening, I'm sorry. I did raid the china cupboard.
Can I just say, and if my mum's listening, you can call off the search for the boys because they were like, this better be a joke. Oh, my God. Thanks, boys. This is a Christmas miracle.
All right. Well done. Merry Christmas. Everybody gets their gifts.
Oh, thank you.
No harm done. No foul.
You're not getting any of these. Oh, wow. That was emotional rollercoaster. I've such a headache. My God.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.